This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The University of New Mexico will continue to encourage that students, faculty, and staff get vaccinated against COVID-19 before returning to campus in August for the fall semester, but no longer plans to require it. University President Garnet Stokes said in a campus-wide email that vaccinations are key to stopping the spread of the coronavirus and that the university is working toward a 100% vaccination rate. However, the university noted in a statement yesterday that the vaccine remains under emergency use authorization by the federal government. The university previously proposed a vaccine requirement and posted a draft policy on its website. The statement said UNM officials continue to urge those who are not vaccinated to continue to wear a mask. Republican lawmakers in New Mexico are asking the state attorney general to weigh in on a spending dispute over $1.75 billion in federal pandemic relief aid. GOP leadership in a letter sent yesterday asked New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas, a Democrat, to issue a legal opinion declaring the funds must be allocated by the legislature to protect the body's fiscal authority. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says her administration must distribute the money because of the way Congress passed the pandemic relief bill. The legislature allocated money earlier this year, but Lujan Grisham used her veto power to effectively bring the money under discretionary control by her office. Republican lawmakers took issue. They, along with one vocal Democratic senator, signed a petition that called for an extraordinary legislative session to be convened to override the governor's veto and bring the funds back under the legislature's control. Democratic majorities in the House and Senate did not sign on. Albuquerque Senate Democrat Jacob Candelaria also supported the veto override. He says his colleagues in the Democratic majorities of the House and Senate have a fair-weather commitment to the law. Virgin Galactic is about to become the first rocket company to launch the Boss to space. Richard Branson will strap into one of his sleek, shiny space planes on Sunday for a brief up-and-down ride to the edges of space. He'll join five company employees for the test flight from New Mexico. It will be the company's fourth trip to space. The 70-year-old founder of the Virgin Group assigned himself to his company's first full-scale space crew, jumping ahead of Blue Origin's Jeff Bezos by 9 days. Bezos' liftoff is set for July 20th from West Texas. Virgin Galactic's space plane Unity will take off, attached to a specially designed double aircraft nicknamed Eve after Branson's late mother. After reaching nearly 50,000 feet, the plane will be released and dropped for a moment or two before its rocket motor ignites to send the craft on a steep climb towards space, exceeding 3 Gs, or 3 times the force of Earth's gravity. After Branson's launch, Virgin Galactic plans 2 more test flights this summer and fall before inviting paying customers on board. This is KUNM.